Welcome to another episode of Respect My Mind Podcast with Kevin Moffitt. I just wanted to come to you tonight to talk about emotional intelligence and why I think it's important in a social scene. Some people, they don't have any social skills. It's important to develop and hone dialogue with people. It's important that you get out there and socialize with people and pay attention to the way people react and have some kind of couth when you deal with people. Have a barrier, a barometer, and see how people react. Some people, they have no filter. And a lot of people like to say that and use that as an excuse to let whatever they have fly out of their mind and into their mouths and out of their mouths to hurt people's feelings. You always hear people say, "Oh, I don't have a filter. Like I'm no filter." And like that's not an excuse just to throw up your bullshit or to vomit and spew negativity towards people. That's not an excuse. You got to have emotional intelligence when you deal with people. You got to have the wherewithal and know when you're insulting people. And I wonder, what does it take for people to learn that the things that they say can be hurtful? The things that they say, it sticks with people. Some people don't learn those social skills. It's crazy to me. And emotional intelligence is not only what people say, it's how people react and the things that people do to people. That's also a line of emotional intelligence. You know, it's always, you know, you got to have that. You just got to have that cognitive, intuitive thinking pattern. Just to be aware, that cognitive awareness, I'd say, of what you're doing by actions and what you're saying by mouth. Because those things take effect on people. Those things affect people. Whether they want to deal with you in any capacity. They're like, "Man, this person, they don't have any couth about how they step to me. Or they don't have any wherewithal of how they treat me." So it's like, damn, I don't want to deal with this person, man. They do hurtful shit. You know, they do hurtful shit. And it's like, hey, man, like, people just gotta beware of how they treat people. And a lot of people, they aren't aware. I had to learn emotional intelligence. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to be a social animal. We are social animals, us as humans. But a lot of people don't know how to treat each other. That's the weird thing about that whole dynamic. The whole dichotomy of the whole situation is we are social animals, but we don't know how to treat each other. That's crazy. But you learn that golden rule when you're a youngster: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's where they try to start your social skills. And when you're in preschool and when you learn the basics in elementary school and you go throughout and how you play with other kids. But it starts really from the home, you know. Those attitudes beget other attitudes. You know, when your parents teach you from home how to treat people, you see how your parents and the elders and adults, how they treat people, and it just trickles on down. It's a trickle down domino effect. And if you got parents with good social skills, you're going to learn those social skills. You're going to have those social skills. Or one parent has it and you pick up that trait from that parent, you can have good social skills. I see myself as a mixture of both because I'm not throwing any parents up under the bus, but like, you know, my dad is a really social person and he's good socially. He used to have a lot of friends and hang out with a lot of people. I think I get that side sometimes. Sometimes that side comes out of me. I have a good balance. And then my mom, she's not really that social. I don't think she's like, you know what I'm saying? She handles people her way. Let's just put it like that. And I notice sometimes I'm like that also. Like I'm standoffish, or I like, you know, I deal with people like with a long handled spoon. I don't let them get too close, and you know, it's like that. And some people I bond with, and that's my nigga right there. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's my lady right there, whatever. You know. But I think it's important to form bonds. But I think I got the balance, and it helps me out to have discernment of who I should be around. Sometimes I don't have my radars on all the time with emotional intelligence. I don't have my radars on with people. That's where emotional intelligence comes in at also, where you have your radar on with people and you have discernment and you know who to put that loyalty to. We all have it. Some people are more social than others. You know. And sometimes you can have discernment to a point that you're awkward to. And that's where social awkwardness comes in at. Or you don't know what, you don't deal with people enough on a level that you like, you're awkward with people. You know, I had to learn how to be social with people. And I think certain situations, it teaches you how to be social with people. Like when I joined the military, I was social in high school because I learned how to be social in high school. High school, I was pretty social. I had a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, I'm cool with, I was cool with, you know, all that. You know, I think I've always been a pretty social person. And that's how I learned how to deal with people. But I had to learn how to really deal with people. You know what I'm saying? People's flaws, people's faults. I used to get mad at people and just, oh, why the fuck would you do this? But now you got to really learn people step aside. Say, okay, this person has done this because maybe they weren't raised right. Or maybe this person has done this because they see it fit. That's their reasoning. And then you guys got to let it go. Don't let them get away with fuck shit. But you know what I'm saying? Some things you just got to let go. But I'll tell you, man, emotional intelligence, man, that's you got to have it. Some people, they don't know how to, they don't know, excuse me, they're not aware that they are hurting people. Some people aren't aware that they do cross shit to people, like they cross people are crosses, cutthroat. Some people don't know that they cutthroat. They just see it as fit, like, hey, man, this is how it is. And, you know, I grew up like this. And say, well, so you can't do certain shit to certain people because certain people will get in your ass about the fuck shit that you do. Your day of reckoning is coming if you fucking people over and you're not recognizing it. And people will be like, hold up, wait a minute. You need to get dealt with. So you need to learn how to, some people need to learn how to, some people need to be slapped. Some people need their ass spanked. But you know, it is what it is, you know. And that's a way to force people into emotional intelligence, like, or to have, you know, some good social skills. Like, hey man, you need your ass beat. You know, it is what it is. You can't go around, you know, slapping people up. So people just gotta learn. When people, on some real talk though, people will probably learn it when, like, people are just, they see people like leaving their lives like that. Like, you're not right. You know, you're not a good person. And then that person finds themselves alone. And that'll teach them how to have some emotions. Like, damn, I should have treated these people better. I should have treated these people right. You know. It is what it is, though. But we need to learn how to treat our fellow man and our fellow woman. You know, I say that all the time. That has been the last few basis of these shows, like learning how to treat people. Because I believe that people don't know how to do that, especially in this day and age. We don't understand. People don't care what other people go through. I mean, and rightfully so. You don't supposed to be all in people's business. You don't supposed to take on other people's problems. But when people act a certain way, it's because they're going through something, or it's something that they've been through, and then they don't know how to, you know, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to process it. So people do certain types of weird shit, you know. But you just got to understand. That's part of emotional intelligence. You just got to understand, like, where they're coming from, and just either offer them help or just keep it pushing with them. It is what it is, you know. But that being said, I wish people out there peace. And hey, we just need to learn how to treat each other. That's just going to be to keep being the bait. I'm going to keep pushing that shit. Because a lot of people, that they fake really caring about people, or they fake empathy or sympathy, and it's like, oh yeah, they really don't give a shit. They're people that want to appear nice or appear like they really care, but they don't really care. So don't act like that. Say, if it's really somebody you really care about, you should really, like, you know, try to help that person out. But with that being said, thanks for tuning in for another episode of Respect My Mind. Join me next time.